Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis of Maseches Shabbos. We are holding at the Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Beis. So since the Mishnah was talking about the Shir of the Melacha of Hotza'ah previously, so we're going to discuss other issues of Hotza'ah. Hamotzi Ochlin and Sanan ala Skupa. If a person takes food from Rosh Hashanah, he puts it right on the doorstep. Bein Shechazav Hotzion, whether he goes back and he then takes it out into the Rosh Hashanah, Bein Shotzion Acher, or someone else comes and takes it from there into the Rosh Hashanah, Potter. Whoever takes into the Rosh Hashanah is going to be Potter. Because the Melacha wasn't done at one time. It was done in pieces from the Rosh Hashanah to the Yiskofa, and from the Yiskofa into the Rosh Hashanah. So you put it from a Rosh Hashanah onto a Makom Patur, and then you take it from a Makom Patur to Rosh Hashanah. So in either case, each one of those acts you're Potter for. Kupa Shimalea Peros, if you have a basket that's full of Peros, that you carry from Rosh Hashanah and Sana, Leskufa Achitzona, and you put it on the low wall that's built out of stone that's in front of the doorstep, in a way that most of the kupa is outside, and it's put on the Yiskofa, and a little bit of it remains in the Rosh Hashanah. Afal Pishur of Peros Mibachutz, even though the majority of the peros that are in that kupa are outside, Pater Ad Shiotzias Kala Kupa. You're Pater until you take out the entire basket. So, frankly, Gemara, hi askufa mai. This case of the askufa that we learned in the Reisha, that if you take from the Rosh Hashanah to the askufa, and then from the askufa to the Rosh Hashanah, that you're pater, what exactly is the case? Ilem askufa Rosh Hashanah, meaning what exactly is the status of an askufa? If an askufa is a Rosh Hashanah, pater, hakamapik, Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, why would you be pater on the first act? You took it from Rosh Hashanah and put it on the askufa, you should be chayiv. El askufa Rosh Hashanah. So it must be that the Yiskuf has status of Rosh Hashanah. Well then, Bein Shechazer V'Hotzion, Bein Shehotzion Acher Pater, Hakamakim Rosh Hashanah L'Rosh Hashanah. Why then, when you take it from the Yiskuf to the Rosh Hashanah, whether it be you or somebody else, why would you be Pater? You're taking it from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Ella Yiskufa Karmelis. It must be that an Yiskufa has the din of a Karmelis. It's more than three Tfachim, and less than 9 tfachim high, and its width is, its surface area is 4 tfachim, so there's no Isra of Hotza'a min HaTorah. V'ha kamash mulan, and the Chiddush that's telling me that the Mishnah says that you're Pater is Taima denach bekarmelis. Halo nach bekarmelis mechayiv. That the reason you're going to be Pater is because it rested in the Karmelis, but if it didn't rest in the Karmelis, even though it passed through a Karmelis, you're going to be chayiv. Masnis in delo kebenazai, and that therefore shows that our Mishnah is against Ben Azai Ditanya, because the Braisa tells us Hamotzi Mechanus L'Platya Derech Stav, if you take from a Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah through a Karmelis, Chayiv U'Ben Azai Poter, but Ben Azai says that your Poter, that even just the fact that it passes through a Karmelis breaks up the Melacha, and you're therefore going to be Poter. Kupa Shimaleya. Then the Mishnah started talking about a basket that's full of Peros, and it's placed on the outer Iskufa, even though most of the Peros are on the outside. You're only going to be chayiv when the entire basket's outside. So Gemara discusses if this is talking about all types of peros. So Amar Chizkia lo shanu ela bekupa mleya kishuin udiluin. No, this is only if it's talking about very long peros, that so long as you haven't taken out the entire basket, each pre is partially still inside. Avol mleya chardal chayiv. But if it's full of mustard seeds, so many mustard seeds are entirely outside because they're very tiny, and therefore, if the majority of the basket's outside, many of the mustard seeds are entirely outside, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. Apparently, we don't view things that are bound together by a kli, that are being held in one kli, as a single unit. We still get to look at the contents of the kli as individual units. Even if it's full of mustard seeds, pater, because the fact that they're all in one kli makes it a single unit, and therefore the entire unit is not outside. So that's why you're going to be Pater. So Rabbi Zera asks what the Svara, what the Mishnah holds as far as this is concerned. Amar Rabbi Zera, Masnis and Delo Kichiskia Daiko, Delo Krabi Yochanan Daiko. The Mishnah is not Meduyak like either Shita. Kidichiskia Lo Daiko, De Katani Achiotzias Kola Kupa. That it's not Meduyak like Chiskia because it says you have to take out the entire basket. Taimu De Kola Kupa. Ha Kol Ha Peros Pater. It sounds like the entire basket has to be taken out. But if the Peros are out, even though part of the kupa remains inside the rishus v'yachid, sounds like you're going to be pater. Al maksaver eged kli shmei eged. Sounds like even though all the payros are out, you're going to be pater because it's all connected by the kli, and so long as the payros are inside the kli and some of the kli is inside, you're going to be pater. Rabbi Yochanan l'daika, but it's also not meduik like Rabbi Yochanan. Diktani afal pi sherov payros bachutz. That even though rov of the payros are outside, you're pater. Yes, sounds like time to rov payros. Hakol payros. Sounds like if the entirety of a fruit is outside, aval gav da'agid kupa mikavai, even though part of the basket's still inside, chayev. Sounds like you're going to be chayev rotza. Al m'ksavreg kli lo shmeged. Which makes it sound like we don't look at the whole kli and its contents as one single unit. That we look at the contents as separate from the kli. Ve'ela kasha chiskiya mitaritz ve'ela kasha. So it sounds like our mission is going to be a problem. So chiskiya mitaritz tameh v'rabi yochum mitaritz tameh. Each one will answer our mishnah l'shitasan. Chiskiya mitaritz tameh, when it says that your pater ad shi yotzias kol hakupa, it means b'med var mamurim b'kupa mle'a kishun v'diluin. That's by a kupa that's full of kishun v'diluin, that since they're very long, they fill up the entire width of the kupa, so the hotzah is not complete until you bring out the entire kupa. So that's why I said kol hakupa, that because even the payros are not going to be fully out unless the entire kupa is out. Aval malei chardol, but if it's full of chardol, nasa kamishahotzias kol hakupa v'chayiv. Then even if part of the kupa is out, it's as if the whole kupa is out. You're already going to be chayiv. Rabbi Yochum etaris tamein. Rabbi Yochum will explain the mission l'shita sahu. Aval pisharov payros bachutz. Even though rov payros are bachutz, your pater v'lo rov payros bilvad elafilu kol payros pater. Even if all the payros are out, even if the entirety of some of the payros are outside, your pater atchiotz. It's called a kupa until the whole basket comes out, because we look at the basket, not at the peros. So now the Gemara challenges Chizkia. Meisve, it says in the Braisa, Hamotzi kupas harochlin. If you carry a spice seller's basket or box that he has a lot of different besamim in, unesana al askufa chitzona, and you put it on the outer askufa of the, which is a rishus rabim, afal pisha rov minin bachutz. Even though most of the types of besamim are out in the rishus rabim, pater at Yotzi is kol hakupa. You're going to be pater until you take the whole basket out. We assume we're talking about a kupa that's full of tsroros of besamim that are all ground up already, whereby taking part of the kupa out into Rishus Rabim, there are many spices that are fully out in the Rishus Rabim, and nevertheless your pater sounds like the kli is mechaber all of them together as a single unit. So kashal chiskia, that's a kashal chiskia who thinks that a kli should not be able to be mechaber. So Chizkiya will say the Bryce is talking about not little pieces of ground up besamim, it's talking about bundles of besamim roots, where even though the basket's partially out, those besamim are still partially in. There is no besamim that are entirely out on their own. Masiv Rav Bibi Bar Abaye. So now the Gemara is going to ask on Rabbi Yochanan that we have a Bryce that says Hagonev Kis. If a person is stealing a wallet full of money and he picks it up in the owner of the wallet's home, and he carries it out to Rishus Rabim, b'Shabbos Chayiv. On Shabbos, he's Chayiv to pay for his Geneva. And even though he's chayv misa for that hotzah, and normally the halacha is kam le b'drav minei, if you chayv misa and mamon simultaneously, you only get the misa, not the mamon, but still you're going to have to pay, because it didn't come simultaneously. Shekvar nischayv b'geneva kodem shiyov l'idei Yisr Shabbos. He was chayv for the geneva as soon as he picked up the wallet. The Yisr Shabbos is only when he carried it out into the Rishus Rabim, so that's why he's chayv for both of them. But hayim agarer v'yotzei, but if he was dragging it along the floor, then he's going to be potter from paying, because Shari Yisr Gnev v'Yisr Shabbos bon ke'echad, because the Yisr Gnev and the Yisr Shabbos came simultaneously. But v'Yisal k'day tuch eged kli shmei eged, if a kli is viewed as a single unit, so it turns out even in the sefer where he's dragging it, kadim le Yisr Gnev v'Yisr Shabbos, he should have violated the Yisr Gnev before the Yisr Shabbos, because he's kona the money b'Gneva as soon as some of the wallet is outside of the owner's house, because he could then take out the money from that wallet, and as long as the opening of that wallet is facing outside, whereas the Otzah b'Shabbos is only going to be chayiv when the entire thing is outside, if you assume like Rabbi Yochanan, because eged kli shmei eged. So why is it that we're going to apply kam le b'drav minei? So You'd be right if that's the case. If the case were, they were taking it out where the opening of the wallet was facing outside. But no, the case must be that you're taking out the wallet, you're dragging it outside with the opening of the wallet facing the inside. So you're not yet chayiv for the geneva until the entire wallet is outside and you have access to the money from the outside. But in the bottom of the kiss, there is a sewn part that attaches the parts of the kiss to each other in a way that you're able to broaden it without an issur Torah. The ibay mafkalei v'shakil, where if you want, you could tear it open without it getting damaged and take the money that's sticking out. So shouldn't you be, even if the opening of the kiss is facing inside, shouldn't you be chayiv anyway? So the kasha goes back on Rabbi Yochanan that we shouldn't apply kam levidramine. Says Mora ben Naska, we're talking about a kiss that doesn't have coins, it has large bars of silver. So there is no access to it unless you open it, unless you get it out from the opening of the kiss. The kivan deika shnutzin, and since in the bottom of the kiss there are straps, mapakleat pume, you could be motzi the kiss entirely until it's opening. Vishari vishakil, and then you could open the opening of the kiss and take out the chatichos of kesef. And since you could do that, you're kona them at that point. Ushnutzin agidimigavai, but the straps might still be inside, and therefore you're not yet going to be chayiv for Shabbos. So says Mar Delaka Shnatzin, who says there are straps and therefore it's not a problem. Viba Yisema to Islay Umikarchi Lave. Or maybe there are straps, but the straps are wrapped around the body of the kli itself, and therefore you don't have to worry about that. Meaning the entire thing is outside. So we'll stop there. And Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with V'chein Amar Rava.